This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by PSE&G, Seton Hall University, and by the North Ward Center. We're honored to be joined by United States Congressman Donald Payne Jr., the 10th Congressional District. Congressman, good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is part of a special series we're doing that honors African-American leaders, not only in the state of New Jersey, but across the nation, some of whom are still with us, some are gone but not forgotten, if you will. And one of them, and I said this to the congressman in a previous interview, at the top of that list is his dad, his late father, United States Congressman Donald Payne. I'm going to get this right. Donald Payne Sr., the first African-American to represent the state of New Jersey in United States Congress. Correct, Congressman?
Yes, that's correct.
Chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus from 1995 to 97. He expanded educational opportunities, making college more affordable through the College Opportunity Act in 1991, Urban Schools America Act in 1993. Let me ask you this, as we show some pictures of you and your dad. Why, first of all, he replaced an icon in the United States Congressman, Peter W. Rodino, who chaired the Watergate impeachment proceedings against disgraced President Richard Nixon. Your dad becoming a member of Congress in New Jersey, so important for so many reasons. What did it mean to you, Congressman?
Well, Steve, it was quite an accomplishment for a man that had worked so hard for people all of his life. You mentioned that he was the first African-American congressman from the state of New Jersey. He was also the first African-American to preside over the presidency of the YMCAs of the Americas. And he was the youngest at 33, I believe he was.
Yep.
And he just had a natural care about people and making their lives better. So I was able to watch this process that he originally thought about running in 1972. He finally decided to run in 1980.
That's right.
And he was unsuccessful. And he then ran again in 86. Once again, was unsuccessful, but in 1988 he was able to win. Steve, it was a real lesson in my life about watching someone that had a goal, do what they could do to attain it, not be successful, pull back, look at what they did, and move forward again. So it was really my first true example of watching someone have a goal and doing everything to attain it. And it was such a life lesson that was really amazing for me. And I'll never forget that process.
And, you know, Congressman, you and I grew up in similar homes in certain ways and very different homes in other ways. But our dads were not only friends, but interacted with each other in the political arena. They were classmates at Barringer High School, quote, back in the day, really back in the day. And I used to hear about your dad in our home all the time and the kind of campaign he ran again and again to win that congressional seat and the kind of congressman he was. But what I'm curious about, from your perspective, is his commitment to public service, to making a difference, particularly at that time when it was so incredibly difficult for African-American people who chose to be in politics in a white, older, male-dominated world. Beyond persistence and perseverance, what did he teach you about the importance of service?
That there was nothing greater than to serve your fellow man, and that if you're in the position to make the quality of someone's life better, then it's your obligation to do it. And that's the model that I followed in following him into public service. He was such a great role model, Steve, that why wouldn't I want to try to be like him and do the things that I saw him do? Because I saw the outcomes. I saw the difference that it made in people's lives. And so I just wanted to try to continue to do those things that I saw him do, because I know what it has meant to different people. And the people that, you know, on his passing came up to me, and the stories that they shared with me was just, you know, so rewarding, and just really gave me a consoling feeling at a time where I was very devastated. During that time, Steve, when he passed, you know, you naturally receive condolence letters from, you know, dignitaries and people all over the world for him because of his work. I got a letter from the president of South Sudan. And
he was very involved in Africa, very involved in that region, very.
Very much so. And it really epitomized, for me in a nutshell, the work that he had done and what he meant to people. You know, you got the normal, you know, my apologies, sorry to say. And then his PS was, if it was not for your father, my country would not exist. And that really kind of wrapped it up in a nutshell for me.
Congressman Donald Payne Sr., a giant in Congress, in New Jersey, and the nation. I want to thank you so much, Congressman, not just for your service, but also sharing your perspective on your father and the great impact he's had on so many. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Adubato. We thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time.